keg of beer.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer. I'm back. You can rally.
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up, and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch for another fantastic holiday edition of Drunk at the Movies. And this one's even more special because Drunk at the Movies is now brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. If you listen to Drunken Lullabies, that's, you know, the big show. We had a segment called Spin the Bottle that was sponsored by Iron Spike. It's the third year of the show. I'm trying to make shit slightly more professional. I'm taking out the chug at the beginning of the show. So I talked to our friends at Iron Spike. I'm like, hey, I still want to have you involved. Would you prefer being the main sponsor of your own show instead of just a segment? And they're like, yeah, totally. So here we go. We got Iron Spike on board for Drunk at the Movies. So we will be featuring one of their beers at the start of every movie. So go to your local store, support Iron Spike out of Galesburg, Illinois. If you're close, go visit the place. It's awesome. Hang out in the Players Lounge. Tell them Drunken Lullaby sent you. Maybe they'll give you a taste of something for free. If not, you'll just get a high five. They're good people. All right. Well, I've got some two returning guests on the couch. They have been patiently waiting months to record this episode. They reserved their spot on the couch way in advance. They made it adamantly clear, we are coming over and we are going to watch Muppet Christmas Carol for Christmas. So here we are. It's our second holiday episode this month. And joining me, probably our most returning guest so far, you were here for the Thanksgiving show. We did Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It's only been a couple weeks, but you're back on the couch now. We did Christmas Vacation last week, Muppets this week. It's going to be a good time. Daryl, welcome back.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, as always.
And to my left, it's been a little while since you were on. Last time would have been Boondock Saints.
Correct.
And that, I believe, is when you said we need to do Muppet Christmas Carol, we need to do sing-alongs, and all that fun stuff. And Britt, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody.
Hello, all my friends. All right, well, you Drunkomaniacs, get your copy of Muppet Christmas Carol out of your Christmas movie collection. I'm assuming everyone has one like I do. If you don't have it, how about you go to fcfnetwork.com, click the Amazon banner, buy it through there. We get a kickback, you support the network, and no extra cost to you. Everybody wins, and you can watch along with us. So, I am going to expect that you already did that by now, and we are going to hit play in 3, 2, 1. Now, I want to mention we are watching the theatrical version. We are not watching the extended director's cut. What's in the extended director's cut? I believe there's a full frontal Michael Caine scene.
Wow.
There's a weird love scene between Gonzo and Rizzo.
Yeah.
Was not expecting that.
NC-17?
Why are we watching the theater?
Well, I think this is the one people are most familiar with, so I figure that's what we should go with.
Better play it safe.
Yeah. You don't want to lose the casual Henson fans. All right. In loving memory of Jim Henson and Richard Hunt, obviously Jim Henson, creator of the Muppets, this was the first Muppet movie they made after he died. And then Richard Hunt contracted AIDS and died as well. He most notably was the voice of Scooter, and also him and Jim Henson were Statler and Waldorf together. He was unable to work on this movie. He passed within like a year of finding out he was ill.
What year was this?
Let me double check here. I'm pouring a beer. You guys can have a little of that. We're doing the Flatback IPA from Iron Spike, which is their traditional dry-hopped American IPA with Chinook, Cascade, and Centennial hops.
Sure. Thank you.
So, but yeah, what's interesting here in the main credits, they are listing the Muppets as if they are real people in the cast. You know, starring Fozzie Bear as Fozzie Wig.
Of course.
So Muppet Christmas Carol came out 92, which seems a lot further back than I remember it being. I would have been 11. I thought I was a little older when this came out, but apparently not.
Not so much?
Yeah.
I noticed the... It said music by Miles Goodman. He has a tangential relationship to Frank Oz.
Okay.
Who's, of course, you know...
Miss Piggy.
You got it.
Hang on, let me get my thesaurus out. What did you say?
Frank Oz... Big words, Brent. Big words.
Keep up here.
No, he did the soundtrack to Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which Frank Oz directed.
Steve Martin and Michael Caine.
And again, Michael Caine. So
there we go.
Maybe they played a couple rounds of golf or something.
Now, did you know that there were other people in mind for the role of Scrooge?
No.
Yes. It wasn't necessarily Michael Caine's. From the beginning, there were other people that were on a short list.
Were they all British people?
Yeah.
They probably
were. I do believe they were all British.
Damn it.
Can you imagine anybody besides Michael Caine, though?
Well, no, they weren't all British. I forgot. There was one that stood out. There was David Hemmings, Ron Moody, Peter O'Toole, David Warner, and George Carlin.
Wow.
What kind of movie would this have been with George Carlin? Oh, there's Sprocket from Fraggle Rock. Well,
oh my God, it is.
A little cameo there.
How many times would they have had to cut? Because one of the seven words
yes.
comes out of Carlin.
When you call Bob Cratchit a twat in a children's movie, it's a little...
He did play Mr. Conductor on Shanghai
Time
Station. That's
true. After or before Ringo Starr?
Good question. I don't know.
I think it was after. Okay. I think Ringo was first. Because... Yeah, you don't have a Beatle follow you. You follow
you follow the Beatle.
Yeah.
Even if it is Ringo.
So here we go.
Rizzo.
We've got Gonzo playing Charles Dickens. Like, he is the narrator for this movie. It's a little different than most Christmas Carol versions, which I have at least five different versions in my collection over there. You got your Patrick Stewart.
That's
you
a good one.
You got your...
George C. Scott?
You got the George C. Scott. You got your Alistair Sim if you're going old school.
Gotcha.
Then you also have the Mickey's Christmas Carol, the animated one. You have your Muppet Christmas Carol. And then there's...
Jim Carrey did one that wasn't
then he
favorite.
Got... Yeah, Scrooged.
That was absurd.
Scrooged is...
The Jim...
Basically, yeah.
But Bill Murray did his that one, too.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
not a Christmas Carol.
Yeah, right. Scrooge was good. I love mm-hmm. Scrooge. Scrooge.
So yeah, there's several different versions in my collection.
Well, so, you're well rounded.
The Marleys were dead to begin with. Now, there's only supposed to be one, but they tweaked it. You know,
a little creative liberty.
A little bit. I mean, there's plenty of that.
The songs have that too. I think they use the word Mises for
yes.
mice.
Oh, wait, did you say there's songs in this?
Yes.
What?
Oh.
Say what?
Is it? This may be the first musical episode
Ooh.
Of Drunk at the Movies. There's been plenty of movies with great music in them, but not a straight-up musical. And there he is.
I want to point out his flowing hair like a lion mane.
Even though he probably doesn't wash it because that would cost money.
Right, right, because he is Scrooge.
Here we go.
When a cold wind blows, it chills you.
Chills you to the bone.
And there's nothing in nature that freezes your heart like years of being alone.
It paints you with
indifference like a lady paints with rouge.
My favorite, by the way. The pig.
I love the vegetables.
Oh, yes.
They're good, too.
Oh, there goes Mr. Humbug. there goes Mr. Grimm. If they gave a prize for being mean, the winner would be him.
Cow's cute too.
The cow's from Sesame Street, right? Oh, there's your vegetables.
You can bet he would be sour.
That's a Fraggle, too, isn't it? Or
the voice sounds like Boomer.
Okay. That must have been a big, knock on somebody to be a skin flint. You're tough.
I do like the old-timey words.
Yes.
I like all the adult comedy in this that still makes me laugh.
It's even worse for mouses.
Aww. I still hate you, mice.
Must be so sad. He goes to extremes to convince us he's bad. He's really a victim.
Oh, a real person. There's not many of those in here.
There's a handful.
Was this filmed on location?
In Muppet Land?
I was going to say Great Britain.
Nah.
There goes Mr. Outrage. There goes Mr. Sneer.
We got the Punch and Judy puppets up there.
Makes that clear.
Don't ask him for a favor, cause his nastiness increases. Now crust and bread for those in need.
No Jesus for us nieces.
Here's your nieces.
Yeah, in quotations.
Yes.
Cause it's a made up word.
Let's make sure we're not making a mistake here in the subtitles.
There goes Mr. Heartless. There goes Mr. Cruel.
I like looking at the people in the background, just to see if I recognize them from other shows or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden cameos.
See, and this is like Michael Caine's like 80-ish today, right?
Yeah.
This is still when he's kind of still a badass. Like, I wouldn't mess with him.
He's like in his 50s here? Maybe late 50s?
And I still think he might actually kill somebody.
In like Flynn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's got so much range. I still remember him in one of the Austin Powers movies.
Yes.
And he was
as
just
Austin
hilarious.
Powers Sr.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two things I can't tolerate. Indifference of other people's cultures. And the Dutch. I absolutely love him in Get Carter.
Okay.
The original one. He was in the remake, too, with Stallone and Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
And that's a whole sidebar. But love that movie. Anyways, the original one, he's such a badass. Oh, who's this dude?
So, this is the first time Kermit has been voiced by somebody else. Because Jim Henson always did Kermit. He's like the main character of the Muppets, and the guy who had the role handed down to him was named Steve Whitmire. He was having some serious anxiety about stepping into those shoes, and apparently the night before the first day of shooting, he had a dream, and he actually met up with Jim Henson in his dream, and he told him about how nervous he was to do this, and Henson told him, like, you'll do great, you'll be fine, and he woke up and felt way better about it. Some kind of supernatural shit there,
yeah,
maybe.
I'll have what he's smoking.
Yeah, so, maybe... Henson was a hippie, and
he totally
maybe he
was
operating on that other plane of existence.
His
and
third eye was tapped.
Came to visit, so.
A higher mental plane. Did you guys see?
What should we drink next?
Oh, I don't.
Should we go with a holiday?
You want to get into the holiday spirit?
Yes.
There you go.
We got some holiday spice 2015.
Let's not miss one of the best parts of the movie, though.
The heat wave?
The heat wave.
It's my island in the sun.
Oi, oi!
I think you convinced me once again, Mr. Scrooge.
So he has co-workers. In the original, Bob Cratchit works alone with Scrooge.
Have either of you ever read the book?
Yes.
I have not.
Yeah, me either. I'm a loser.
No, well, I thought you were going to drop some Mad Dickens.
We're going to drop some Mad Dickens.
Thank you.
Oh, glug, glug, glug. All right. I got us some seasonal glassware. I don't know if you guys noticed or not. I have the Eight Maids of Milken.
Well done.
And, Britt, you've got...
What is it?
Six Geese a-layin'.
Well, it looks like a partridge tree. I was a little confused.
Oh, okay.
And, well, I've got pears, right?
Well, they all have pears.
I don't know.
But it says the day on it.
Nine ladies dancing and a...
There you go, nine ladies dancing.
There you go.
I got the maids a-milkin', you got them dancing.
But just for clarification, there's only one woman.
That's true. Well, you know...
It's funny.
There's only so much space on these glasses.
They release how much it costs, and it goes up every year. And it's an exorbitant amount of money to buy all 12 days of things.
Yeah.
And
who needs that many birds?
Where are these from? Yeah, good point. Where are these from? Like Pizza Hut?
Goodwill, I believe, is where they were found.
So my mother-in-law,
where they came from originally, I have no idea.
My mother-in-law saved these holiday wreath silkscreen glasses from Long John Silver's.
Oh.
From like the 80s, and they're immaculate. I'm like,
they're probably worth some money.
Probably.
You should steal them.
This smells like a...
It smells delightful.
It smells like a fruitcake.
You're a fruitcake.
Oh, it's my two favorite characters.
You know, I've seen this thing countless times.
Right.
It took me a long time to notice the green guy doesn't have eyes.
What happened to
Dr. Bunsen Honeydew?
Did he have a tragic lab accident?
Well, that's the thing. He lost his eyes and Beaker lost his ability to talk. I bet.
See, I just thought his eyes were so small and beady you couldn't see him.
This is kind of be creepy. He kind of looks like the Nazi guy in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Doesn't he? Yeah. With the hat and the little glasses.
His face gets melted off by the Ark of the Covenant. Yes,
that guy.
Yeah.
And now you'll never look at Dr. Bunsen Honeydew the same again.
Now, I actually have some Muppet Christmas Carol decorations. Some little figurines that will adorn shelves around the house. I haven't got them out yet because we're recording this a little ahead of time. And I don't put out Christmas decorations until it's after Thanksgiving.
Well, you're a damn hero, sir.
Old school.
My wife loves Christmas, but I'll tell you what, she holds fast to that rule, too.
Yeah. It's
after Thanksgiving.
And I have broke the rule and watched some Christmas movies before, but I have not listened to any Christmas music, which I love just as much, and I have a ridiculous Christmas music collection and playlist, and there's a new Cheap Trick holiday album, and Sia just put out a Christmas album today.
Whoa.
And I am ready to listen to them, but I'm still waiting until Black Friday, and then I can start listening.
There's plenty of time.
We start after Halloween, and I don't have much say in the matter.
Oh.
So Sia, that's the one she never shows her face.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to have to get that playlist off your Spotify.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because if I could listen to not the same 40 Christmas songs.
It has traditional
Simply
songs.
Having a wonderful
but Christmas. I'll listen to those songs.
But there are contemporary covers. There's a lot of punk. There's a lot of metal.
I can get that with that.
There's some classics. But yes, there's the soundtrack to this.
To this?
Is on there.
That is in our playlist because all of these songs are golden.
It's ridiculous. I'm now looking to see exactly how many songs are in said playlist just to throw my Dickens out on the table here. My Christmas playlist features 4,636 songs.
Just a few.
I actually have a Drunken Lullabies Christmas mix, which is all Christmas songs about drinking.
Excellent.
And that is 31 songs on its own. We got Bean the Bunny.
That's more my
Bean
style.
Bunny.
I know, because when you made a playlist of all just covers,
mm-hmm.
and early on I was listening to it, I'm like, this is great, and then it grew to like 15,000 songs. I'm like, I don't know this. I don't know any of this.
Just hit shuffle.
I know I did, and I'm like, I don't know this song. I don't know this song. I don't know this song. And I was looking for like some stuff I knew, and it started out that way, and then it hit the break, and I'm like,
dude, there's some deep cuts, man.
Did the phrase "ain't nobody got time for that" come out?
It sure did.
All right, sure, so here's did. Where he's trying to barter here.
Tomorrow's Christmas, sir.
I don't do a good to pick Kermit. A man's sure pocket every 25th.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Kermit and Ernie are basically the same voice.
Yeah,
it's just you throw the laugh in there and.
I love how quick the rats are to throw Kermit under the bus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they don't give a shit.
Well, they're rats.
Yeah, it's very, very much in character.
Exactly. It's a good argument.
One of my favorite quotes from Kermit is in The Muppets Take Manhattan, where he gets...
Oh, that's another future episode.
Okay. Where he gets...
Peoples is peoples.
He loses his short-term memory and gets temporary amnesia and tells Miss Piggy, amongst other things, that maybe someday you could bring home the bacon or something.
Yeah.
There's some stupid thing.
And then
thing.
She smacks him.
She smacks him and he comes right to it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Gil, this is Jill.
That probably couldn't be in a new movie because that would be promoting domestic violence.
Right, exactly.
And cannibalism.
And we are too serious to be able to take a joke
anymore. But they edit it for TV now. It's... Maybe you can bring home the tofurkey.
Yeah.
They censor it.
Well, here we go. Time for another song.
Oh, yes.
I believe I posted this one on Facebook today. I've never seen rats clean so well.
They just shit on everything.
Right.
There's only one more slip to Christmas.
I will say, the Kermit is a little off.
Yeah.
Growing up, you know. And is it? Does he still do the voice today? Or are there like
That's a good question.
Kermit?
Let's see. So I want to say, I thought Brian took over.
I thought his son?
Yeah.
Brian Henson? Yeah, I thought his son does it, or did it. Yeah, but how much stress is that? Like, okay, Jim Henson, the creator of all this magic, died. You gotta go ahead and do it, and his son's gonna direct you. Go ahead.
And I don't say, high expectations there.
Right.
All right, so...
Don't screw up.
The follow-up movie was Muppet Treasure Island.
Which is, like, my wife's favorite. That's the one with Tim Curry?
Correct. Yeah. And he did the voice of Kermit in that. Steve Whitmire did. He did it on the TV show The Muppets, so yes... Oh. Apparently, he is still doing the voice. He also does Beaker and Rizzo.
Well done.
So, in the Muppet movies, the recent ones. Yeah. So, Kermit the Frog has only been voiced by two people now.
Interesting.
And he's been doing it since, what did we say, 92?
God, it's been that long since Jim Henson kicked it.
Over half my life ago.
Wow.
These are some of the figurines I have. The skating penguins. Which, unrealistic.
It also said quacking. Do penguins quack? I don't think they quack.
What are you saying? There's some George Lucas magic here.
Industrial light and magic. So now Kermit's going to throw his hat into the rink and do some moves here. You guys like ice skating? It's something I enjoy doing in the winter. I'll take Drew to the arena at least once or twice a winter.
No.
The one...
But when my kids get older, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
And I use hockey skates, no toe picks for me.
Yeah, I do too. I used to use it as a romantic date kind of ploy.
Hey, let's go ice skating, honey. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, you planned something?
Oh,
points. Yeah.
And then you shatter your tailbone violently.
Yeah.
On the ice. Oh,
sorry, this femur can't hold the weight.
I'm gonna bleed out, so you can go ahead and call 911, and I'll hit you up tomorrow.
Yeah. Brianna and I, we got to ice skate in downtown Chicago a couple years back.
Yeah.
They've got that ribbon now in the park, and I was like, I need to go on that. Oh, here's a common theme in Muppet movies. There's gonna be a shooting star here. For Kermit to see. That happens very frequently in Muppet movies.
Spirit of Jim Henson.
Well, nothing like combining a Christmas movie with astrology.
Yep. Oh, there's Bean. He's poor and hungry.
I really feel bad for the dude.
Yeah.
They do. Gotta be honest.
Well, and, you know, this movie has a lot of sad moments in it and a lot of sad, happy moments
in it. Well, that's typical Dickens.
Yeah.
Are we gonna cry tonight? Is it possible?
I probably,
it could happen.
I... I probably wouldn't have pre-kids, but I tell you what, different things hit you a little stronger once you have children.
Yeah. Like any Pixar movie.
Like like the first just 5 minutes of
Up. Or maybe,
good God.
Yeah.
Or maybe the preview for that movie Wonder. Like, I'm watching. Yeah. My wife's like, I'd like to see that. And I'm like, I'm not going to be crying in a public theater.
There's no
zero chance I'm going to watch
that. Yeah, Up was a punch in the dick right at the beginning. I'm like, I was not ready for that this soon.
Well, a guy I work with, he lost his wife to cancer, but he had a child with her. He's remarried and stuff. It was like 8 years ago. He took his kid to go see the first Guardians of the Galaxy, not knowing.
Yeah.
And his kid just lost it in the theater.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is a comic book movie. It's supposed to be funny. I didn't know this was going to be there. It's like, yeah, that's not something you expect out of a Marvel movie.
Right. But, those origin stories of superheroes, though, man, there's usually at least one relative dead or something.
Mm.
It's pretty harsh.
Could Batman be Batman if his parents were literally murdered?
Speaking of harsh, this is one of my favorite parts.
The door knocker?
Where the door knocker comes alive. Oh, wait, is this the one?
Yeah,
it already just did it.
Yeah. We missed it. We were
talking. It's real subtle, though. It's not like...
By real subtle, you mean that it turns into a puppet head?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite lines is coming up where it's, there's more of gravy than
of grave. That's straight from the book. You're an undigested bit of beef. Yeah, there's a lot of good lines in a Christmas Carol. I like the one about decreasing the surplus population. That's always a good one.
I'll say this too.
And that's been referenced in other movies. I can't remember what it was, but they're like, don't quote Dickens at me.
I know everybody, especially in the States, loves to romanticize like Christmas, you know, like a Charles Dickens era, you know, roast goose and shit like that. But can you think of a more disgusting period of time?
Oh, yeah. They're dumping shit out their windows in buckets.
Right. Well, and this was...
Hey, you, little fella.
Industrial revolution.
Yeah.
Absolutely zero concern about... Well, zero knowledge of the environment or anything, and just burning coal.
I'm not seeing any whores on the streets, which there would be aplenty.
So it's not...
Because Jack the Ripper's running around killing them.
Right. Chamber pots.
Yes. You
know, I mean, just
no plumbing, disease, everywhere.
Scurvy. Oh, wait, that's the other movie.
One of those good old-timey Christmases.
Yeah.
But this is the season. But it's also, it's kind of like, you know, goose. That was for the poor people, apparently. Turkey's for the rich people.
Right.
And now it's like turkey's $2 a pound.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, times are changing.
And a goose, I would imagine goose is the more expensive.
Yeah, it's like, you know...
If you were to buy it.
Exotic wild game. Unless
you go kill it yourself. But even then, when you factor in licensing and gear and renting your blind if you don't own land, all that stuff.
He's beating his dressing robes. It was just my nightgown.
Well, you know, they didn't have central heating, so...
It's my best dressing gown.
Is that a riding crop? What the hell was he beating with?
I think it's a pool cue.
No, it's the poker. It's the thing that you ship the logs around.
It's
with.
Part of my fetish way.
It's the thing that you could legitimately murder.
So we're gonna have some bread and butter, or is that cheese?
I'm gonna guess it's cheese. I think
that's what you guys do before you hit the sack.
A spot of mustard.
Yeah. Sit in front of the fire and just whack off.
Is that what you just said?
Whack a big
sit in front of the fire and whack off. Said. That seems.
But it is.
It's a family podcast.
Well, you know, this is before refrigeration. This is even before iceboxes.
Good point. He's too cheap to buy a whore. So
to keep his bed warm.
He's just shooting it. He puts out the flame.
Well, I'm curious if he's a virgin.
That's part of the... No. We'll see who...
He's extremely frustrated.
But he wasn't...
Yes.
But he wasn't... He doesn't marry her.
Well, he blew his chance at Belle.
Yeah. Right.
And back then, you did not have premarital sex. It was not rampant like it is today, you heathens.
Maybe... I mean... Yeah. That turned him grumpy.
Turned me grumpy.
But he chose money over love.
You know what?
Which I would do nine times out
of
ten. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Marley and Marley.
And again, new voices.
See, I'm a hair younger than you guys.
Hair?
These voices are the most of the voices I knew.
Okay.
Because I was six when this
If you look over on the shelves there, I've got Fraggle Rock, the entire series. I've got The Muppet Show. I've got a bootleg of Muppet Babies.
Oh,
I've got a bootleg of Muppets Tonight. I've got Jim Henson, the Storyteller.
Muppet now, Muppet Babies was my time frame.
Any Muppet movie or TV show. There you go.
It is a little out of character that he had a blob of beef. You wouldn't think he'd waste money on things like meat. Frivolities.
So, yeah, I'm
the best ball busters ever.
A big Muppet fan. And Brianna hates puppets. So
she's scared of
them. So naturally, you're going to see Jeff Dunham?
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of him.
Yeah, he can go to hell.
That's lowest common denominator humor.
He can eat it. Avarice and greed.
I had to look up avarice. Didn't know what it meant.
Oh, yeah? They're a prog rock band from the 60s. I believe they opened for King Crimson.
In the Hall of the Avarice King.
Yeah.
It also has to do with your desire for money.
Mm. That, too.
It's basically a synonym with greed, if I remember right.
Cinnamon?
Cinnamon.
I think this beer has a little synonym in it.
I think Stadler needs to see a doctor. His eyes are really they don't look good.
Oh, because they're half shut?
Yeah.
Well, that's just, you know.
Is it an allergic reaction? Did he eat some nuts or something?
Yeah, maybe he drank this beer, which has nutmeg.
Well, that's not a nut.
Well, it's a nutmeg.
It grows in a forest.
Is that like a Family Guy? Meg's basically a dude, so it's nutmeg.
Yeah. It's... makes ghostly noises. Deaf people don't know what a ghostly noise is.
They would be better to say makes a ghostly noise that sounds like a woman orgasming.
Because they're shaking and like their mouths are open. So they could be thinking they're going like...
Or they could think they'd be saying like, I'm a ghost, I'm a ghost.
Right. Or fart noises.
They don't know what,
they don't know what a fart smell sounds like.
Well, to be fair, it depends if they were born deaf or were...
That's true.
Became deaf.
And also, it says closed captioning for the hearing impaired, not for the deaf.
True.
Good point. I will say, I kind of wouldn't mind having his ensemble.
Humbug.
You know, like the
dressing robe?
The dressing gown. And the hat with the little tassel on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I would walk around in public like that.
What
with
is
no
the,
shame.
What is the purpose of the tassel?
Chicks dig a man in a tassel.
I dig chicks in tassels.
It mashes his drapes.
Does the tassel match the drapes? Yes, it does.
Dressing gown match the...
You guys have drapes? You're not as smooth as the day you were born? No, guys, you're slacking. Don't let committed relationships take away from your grooming practices.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Britt, it's time for one of your beers.
What should we do?
I don't know. It's your call.
Let's do this. This is
Let's try this. That's another show on the FCF Network that you should check out, I think.
And I did that 100%
nice
intentionally, too.
I do that a lot.
Midnight Autumn Maple from the brewery. This is one of their more frugal beers. It's not a $30 bomber.
Well,
which is rare for them.
Yes.
Midnight Autumn Maple, 9% from the brewery. The nights are getting darker and autumn is in its element. This variation of our fall seasonal brings both forces together from a limited time. Midnight Autumn Maple is a dark imperial ale brewed with midnight wheat, synonyms, nutmeg, allspice,
which is a nut,
old spice, vanilla, maple syrup, and a whole lot of yams.
And sporty spice.
Yeah, they're getting back together.
Are they?
Supposedly.
Victoria Beckham's and her husband are worth like $3 billion.
I don't know.
She needs
Ginger
money.
Needs, yeah.
Yeah, Ginger can't go back to stripping. Things are sagging these days, gentlemen.
And, I saw her did like an Emirates Air commercial or something. Like,
she probably did.
I'm waiting for Baby Spice to be renamed like Midlife Crisis.
Teenage Spice?
Yeah.
No, you know what? You can't even say any of that. All the stuff that's going on, it's an off topic. She needs to be
pedophile
at least
spice.
18 spice.
Yeah. Trash bag spice.
Age of consent spice.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. It's time for the first ghost.
Is that a sword? What is he?
Yeah.
Or a poker.
It's the poker, man.
He's scared still.
He's into the rough stuff.
I need trifocals. I can't see.
Have you guys ever seen a live production of A Christmas Carol?
No. Wanted to, but never did. I also haven't seen the live Nutcracker because I'm a heathen.
Mm.
Well, our friend Chad Fiddler's not going to be in it this year.
I'm not a huge... I've seen the Nutcracker a lot because my wife loves, like I mentioned, loves Christmas, and we've gone a couple times. But now that we have kids, we have excuse. I have an excuse that we shouldn't go.
That's and more I'd tickets like, you have to buy.
Go with your sister. Sure, go enjoy. I'll keep the kids at home.
Yep.
And then I put the kids to bed at 7, and I play video games while they're gone. So it's great.
I mean,
it's
you know.
Win-win.
It's a family man.
Win-win-win.
Yeah. But I've not seen a live Christmas Carol. I'd like to do that. That's a bucket list thing.
I saw a guy do a one-man show of it. Like he did... He played all the characters. It was interesting.
Yeah. A schizophrenic Christmas Carol.
Yeah. Like, they utilized voiceovers and stuff really? Like that.
Daryl, let's not make fun of the mentally ill. It's a serious problem.
Oh, we got a bright light.
This is the creepiest looking.
Yeah.
This was completely messed up. It's still messed up.
So you know how this was done? They filmed this spirit underwater and then green screened it in. So that's how it has the floaty... thing that was actually underwater. That's why it's moving like that.
Okay. See, I thought they just basically filmed my nightmares.
Mm. Well, and
put it on there.
It is.
This is my least favorite ghost.
But it's funny. Like Caddyshack, great movie. There's lightning in that movie, and it looks awful.
Yeah.
Like Bram Stoker's Dracula, lightning in that movie looks awful.
Terrible.
And then Jurassic Park comes along, and everything starts to look better.
Mm-hmm.
If they turn the corner. And then all of a sudden it's like, and computers started to get a little better.
Right.
But I remember clearly, like, lightning even something as simple as lightning used to look awful.
Touch my hand and you can fly. That didn't look so great.
Well, no. That's like another
version
of Tinkerbell.
She's like, here, eat this, and then you can fly.
Bitch, you got my hair.
This is what Beavis and Butthead used to call special defects.
So, there we go. Looking up Michael Caine's dressing gown.
His twig and berries.
I told you, there's a oopsie moment, and little Ebenezer pops out, and that was
really?
Part of the director's cut.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We're watching this theatrical crap.
Yeah.
With just this little tassel hanging out in the air.
That was a pretty good Michael Caine.
No, it's terrible. The spirit, though...
Creepy.
It makes sense then how you say it, like underwater, because it had this like surreal.
Well, and it's
they're flying into a nuclear bomb for some reason.
Yeah, they just went through a wormhole.
Yeah,
traveled through time.
Spirit, are we in Chernobyl?
They don't know what Chernobyl is.
That's right. True. It hasn't happened yet.
What the fuck is Russia? Just some sort of border patrol here.
You mean the USSR? I know what you are.
Oh, and poor Gonzo.
Well, they got a weather vane? I didn't even think they flew through any barns.
He tore his rotator.
Yeah, he did.
He's fucked. He's done for the season.
Good thing the season's over.
Actually, yeah, it's December. He's fine.
Hello, all you kings of New England, you princes of Maine.
Creepy cats, too.
You don't really need a rotator cuff for soccer, either.
Well,
that's what they'd be playing over there. Or cricket?
Football.
They play cricket.
Cricket,
that's
yeah.
what those people play?
Yeah. Rounders? No, that's a girls' game. That's what we call baseball.
The cat kind of looks like the Christmas toy, which is another one of my wife's favorite shit. I will leave if that goes on.
Not a fan, huh?
Well, not here. I'm not...
Oh, okay.
Here. My house. My wife will put it on because she...
Rigby the Tiger.
I gotta go. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Well,
I won't invite you over for that one.
I mean, knock yourself out.
But I have it.
And if anybody out there listening loves that movie, more power to you. But that's one of those that comes on and I'm just, I gotta go wash my hair. Or shampoo the dog or something else.
Both sound awful.
It's
put,
like
put on your tassel.
It's right. It's like when I put on Seagal. She's like, "I'm gone," and she'll just leave the house. I'm like, "I'm watching out for justice. You have to take it."
Now, one of your last appearances was Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah.
I believe you took that home to have the missus watch it. Has she watched it?
Yes. Did I bring it back?
I don't think so, but it's okay. I know where it is.
Where is it?
With you.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard that, folks. I have it.
Yeah,
I didn't lose it or anything.
I didn't hawk it.
What did she think of it?
She liked it.
She loves child murder?
She She claims that I made her watch that when we started dating, like, years ago.
And you don't remember?
No.
Okay.
And that's one of those that... There ain't no VHS in the Hollywood video of the day.
Right.
You know, it was like, do you guys have Cloak and Dagger? No. We've got Jurassic Park 2. But yeah, I'll dig that up.
Can you point me to your Dabney Coleman section?
It's funny you mentioned Seagal, though. One of my memories as a child, mm-hmm. we had like a hand-me-down big screen TV that had picture-in-picture.
Nice.
And when she pops out of the cake... Yeah. And it also had the freeze thing, so you could freeze the screen. And I'd do that, and I was like 8 or 10 or whatever, but I was an early bloomer. Mm. And I went to my dad, I'm like, Dad, look.
Look at this shit.
He's like, give me the remote.
Son.
Damn it. But we had free HBO.
Oh, okay.
And free Cinemax.
You were one of those households.
Well, you know, back before everything was digital, you just had to pull the cover off and flip the switch.
I got to watch... free wrestling pay-per-views for WWF by tuning it to Channel 2. And this is back when the cable boxes had, like, little twisty knobs.
Yeah.
And I could turn it enough to where the picture came in, but it was black and white. I don't give a shit. I'll watch SummerSlam in black and white if I can watch it for free.
Because mom and dad aren't paying $40.
No, they're not. So I would watch all the WWF pay-per-views. My cousin Paul would come over, and we would sit in the basement on the TV that box worked with, and we would watch all the pay-per-views for free. Yeah.
On that note, World Wildlife Foundation, you're doing the Lord's work, but fuck you. WWF should have kept
those
acronyms.
Was that a legal thing?
Now they're World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, it's Shakespeare.
Oh. And his nose just...
Uh-oh. There they go. Oh, here we go. Sam the Eagle.
The American way. I mean, the British way.
In shambles. Apparently he has a song. It was cut from the movie.
Really?
I believe I read that somewhere.
Says a privileged person that actually gets to attend school in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, most kids his age are working in the factories making, you know, shirts or something.
They're selling fish wrapped in day-old newspaper.
They're working for Fagin on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Nice reference.
Yeah.
Another Dickensian.
Because you've got to pick a pocket or two. I'm looking forward to
Headmaster. We don't need no education.
Something about not having pudding until you eat your meat. I don't know.
Yes, Headmaster. It's so creepy.
This kid is creepy.
Yeah.
He's
side-eyeing Sam the Eagle so hard. Like, dude, just... You know he's a puppet. Like, you know what you're acting with right now.
I'm curious if this is his only credit. I do that a lot on some of these older movies. Like, I go to IMDb and say,
yes,
what
Headmaster.
Movies were you in?
Yeah.
And you're like, this is the most garbage actor ever. And then you find
that
out...
That boy is like... Dustin Hoffman.
That's a young Chris Pratt.
What?
Let's look it up now.
You ever hock a loogie in a lake? That's what that spirit looks like.
It's not pretty.
No.
But my favorite spirit's coming up. The day of Christmas, or the spirit of Christmas present is the best.
Rizzo's tails on fire, guys.
Young Scrooge. No, that we want young Scrooge.
Yeah, there's like 10 young Scrooge.
Yeah, there's...
Second degree purge.
I'm going to go with the last one. Yeah, no. Ed Sanders, you sucked. You weren't in anything else.
You piece of shit.
Or is he a Christopher Milnes, born 1980? That's probably it.
Yeah, that kid was about 12.
He would have been about 12. Yep, nope, he wasn't in anything else either.
It's probably some producer's kid or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he was in some other things. Hold on a second here.
Oh, Dustin's learning how to iPhone here. Hang
Shut the fuck up.
So
he's doing voice work. So if you hear somebody say, yes, Headmaster, it's probably him.
He also got arrested for a fetish where he tried to have sexual relations with birds.
His most notable credit...
Could happen.
...starred in 14 episodes of Stick With Me, Kid. He played Ripley Hilliard
1995.
Sounds British.
I would say so.
Ripley Hilliard?
Yeah. And he did a voice in Postman Pat the movie. So yes, he's doing tons of British
shit. Oh, that movie.
Postman Pat.
Just kidding.
No.
Nobody's seen it.
All right, so this is a Muppet Christmas Party. You got Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Good old animal.
Playing a young Statler and Waldorf.
Before Statler's eye condition.
Right.
His ocular... It's
before the diabetes got him. I do like the rubber chickens hanging as decoration.
It is a rubber chicken.
And are those clown shoes?
It is a rubber chicken factory. That's right.
Yeah.
The market for that, I mean, it's through the roof back then.
Yeah, so weird. You know, they just disappeared.
Did they have rubber back then?
Probably not.
Knowledge
petroleum.
Dropped.
Yeah.
Because you need, yeah.
Well, you need to take over like a colony with rubber trees and
stuff. Yeah, that's where they got it.
All right, from, so without the eye conditioning younger, he kind of looks like my beloved Uncle Earl.
Huh.
Yeah.
How did these three guys become such, or keep on the path to being awful human beings with an awesome mentor like the Fozziwig?
Yeah.
Good question.
And hurdy.
There's my dude right there.
Signs nonsensically.
And grapes.
Talking grapes. Mother always taught me never eat
singing food. There's another young Scrooge.
I like to play games with my wife where we...
Your wife.
Hello. We try to recast this. Like, if you were to do this today, and her pick for that was Christian Bale a la American Psycho.
For this part?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I'm like,
that's basically
see
what it is.
I can kind of see it.
I'd go with
Christian
Owen
Bale
Wilson.
Wow.
This is a good party,
this
guys.
Is some rubber chickens.
Yeah.
I swear.
Oh, let's dance.
He does the commercials for that upside.
Yeah. Wow.
And I hear it all the time. It drives me nuts.
Oh, Electric Man.
You just want to put it through a buzzsaw or something.
This is a great band.
Wow. But I do like I do like Cars.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And my kid loves it, so I've seen it 80
Cars
times.
Cars is the worst Pixar franchise. I've had this
It's also
this
like
discussion.
One of the most successful.
Yeah, it's only the most successful.
I don't know
Go
if
ahead.
I've had it on this show or the other show or just in the basement, but I have gone off on the Cars movies.
It's definitely not the best Pixar movie at all.
No, there are so many other movies that deserve a sequel more than Cars.
But it's all about that green dollar.
Yeah.
Holla. All about the Benjamins. By the way, she looks like she needs some sleep.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that, too.
She looks like she's...
She got them cleavage out,
well,
though.
That's what I want to... I always focus on that for many reasons. But why... Was that acceptable back then? Like,
when
in this
the 18,
time period?
With the corsets
the 1990s.
And stuff?
Right, like, I always wonder,
yeah, the
like,
1990s.
Like, oh, were we more
Bosoms?
British in the 90s than we were in the 1880s?
Maybe,
in
yes.
England.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go on a limb and say, yes, that was probably acceptable. It wasn't until, like,
so
Victorian
times. So was it up
times.
To the guy to not look? Or, like, was that the sin? Because this is a Christmas movie.
They're not Amish. This was always the most boring part of the movie, too.
This is the dumb stuff I think about when I watch movies like this. It drives my wife nuts.
What, the cemetery?
No, just stupid questions like that. Like, should she be more covered up? She's like...
Well, she is now.
I'm like,
she's tied up to her chin with a bow.
They're outdoors, and there's snow on the ground.
It's not real snow.
Yeah, it's like the snow in the can that they sprayed store windows with.
Yeah. You said last year.
Well, this is the saddest part of the movie, because she is an old maid at this point.
She got a little bit of sleep, maybe.
She looks better.
The lighting's better.
She would have to go find a widower after this point. She's too old.
Yeah.
She should have been married off 4 years ago, and he's turning her down. This is the worst part of the movie.
Bonjour! Oh, wait, that's the wrong movie.
Wrong film.
Bonjour.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
How is your wife? What do you think? You like it?
I like the other
one. Oh, yeah. Oh, are you talking Beauty and the Beast, or are we talking the beer?
Both?
It would be yes to both.
Ah, good call. And the Beast is Brianna's favorite. Disney film.
That is Alicia's favorite as well.
And I've seen the Broadway musical before,
the new
too.
One was pretty good.
I liked it. I went
the live action one?
Yeah.
I saw it in the theater. My daughter cried 3 times.
Success.
And then rented it. Brianna cried. Drew cried again. And I laughed.
It's
because I knew it was going to happen.
It's good. No, but like the new one actually improves on it a little bit.
Yeah.
Emma Watson doesn't quite have the chops of whoever sang the first time around.
Yeah.
Like, the singing chops, but she's Emma Watson, and I'm a Harry Potter fan, so it's like, I'll let it slide.
Expelliarmus.
Who plays Beast?
SEO Pants.
That's a Harry Potter joke. That'll be a different episode. Ding.
Well, I won't be on those, because those movies piss me off.
Why?
Because I've read the books. I'm one of those people.
Gotcha.
Looks like we got us a reader over here.
Hey, you think you're better than us because you can read?
Short sentences.
Oh, it's my favorite one. Come in and know me better, man.
He's like the biggest doofus, but I love him.
That's what...
That used to be
my opening line with ladies, like, come in and know me better, man.
And then they apply the mace directly to your face. He's like a H.R. Puffin stuff kind of...
Right? Are those hops on his head?
Maybe. Maybe.
He looks familiar.
He does.
He kind of reminds me of somebody.
He does have those wizard sleeves.
Yeah, a bit. I'm a large, absent-minded spirit. My mind is filled with the here and now.
And the now is Christmas. Who does his voice?
I don't know, but the captions don't have enough commas in them. 1800 of my brothers have come
before me.
1800.
Nice joke. Whoa. I wish I could shrink that fast.
No kidding. I'd lose my holiday weight.
My weight's from the holidays.
Yeah. All right, so we're looking for the voice of the ghost of Christmas present.
Did Scrooge's eyebrows get darker, or is that my imagination?
Don Austin. No, wait. I think that's who's in the suit. It doesn't say. God damn it, IMDb. EB. DB.
That was magical.
Is this in, like, a surround sound here?
Could be. It is a Blu-ray. No, it isn't. It's regular. I was wrong. Why is there a baby choir? Those are disturbing looking, right? Because they're like old babies.
I've never looked at them. Those are disturbing.
Street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true wherever you find love. It feels like Christmas.
This is one of the gifts that we've been posting on Facebook for weeks.
Such a sweet song, too.
It is the season of morn.
Now, I'm a fan of the TV show Big Brother, and there was a lady who is a big, like, CrossFit superstar, and her name is Christmas. So this song's taking on a whole different meaning to me right now.
Yeah, I mean, it would. Is she 6'5 and have flowing red hair?
No, she is, like, cut and could kick my ass.
Yeah.
And it was kind of oddly attractive to me.
I mean, there is a tipping point there where it's like, okay, yeah, I see this. This is working for me. And then it's like, no, too much.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Grace Jones. It's like,
oh, okay. We're taking it back to...
Right on the cusp. As Mayday in View to a Kill.
What'd he do to get in jail?
I don't know, but he was not in jail.
No, he wasn't.
Maybe he stole
a duck.
Yeah.
He beat up a penguin.
Singing grape.
No, wait, I thought they can't see him.
Why don't
when they were in the past?
Oh, good point.
So now, why the fuck are people dancing around and singing along?
They don't know he's there, though. They're just dancing.
They're just dancing and singing
the song.
They're filling in gaps to a song they can't hear. That's even weirder.
He's inspiring them. He's a ghost.
Oh, there we go.
That's the worst dance ever.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No. That is the best dance. That's the only dance
that
I can do.
That is 1800s twerking.
That is, I have no rhythm.
Spirit, I believe I just made it clap.
I just dropped it like it's hot.
Because, by golly, it is hot.
Back that ass up, Spirit.
Let me see your Tootsie Roll.
Cotton candy. Sweet and low. Let me see your Tootsie Roll.
I put my hand upon your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
I got dick for days. You got ass for weeks. Back that ass up.
Love it. Didn't think we'd be doing that tonight, but we did.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you guys know how much foresight if you didn't see that coming.
Oh, plum pudding, my lovelies. That looks like the Mucinex guy. That's where Mucinex ripped this off.
He looks like he should be in a leper colony.
It's a party at the leper colony. That's a Weird Al song.
Did you get tickets to see him
in Champagne? In Champagne. The artist, the indulgence tour, the like, self-indulgence tour, something like that. Yeah. It's going to be great. It's all his original songs. No parodies. I'm going to nerd out hardcore.
Is
like
it April?
No. Frank's 2000-inch TV! You know, and all those classics. Midnight Star from N3D. I might get to hear that live.
Excellent.
Yeah. I've got a whole Spotify playlist of all Weird Al originals just to get psyched. And I got ELO tickets.
I saw that.
2 days ago. I am so stoked about that.
That'd be fun.
I have to wait 9 months. I could, like, have a kid in the time it takes that concert.
Wait, are you announcing?
No, fuck no.
Well,
I said I could have a kid. I could go adopt an orphan,
right?
Through the court system.
No, you couldn't. Adoption takes way longer than that. It's kind of sad. It's like, hi, I'm wealthy and would like to take.
I would like to buy that child over there.
Well, here's 10,000 pages of paperwork. Right. Let me verify you're a good person.
Yeah.
There's a crack baby right here. Can I just take this? Can I just do this? By the way, that whole scene there earlier was like a Downton Abbey throwback.
You know, for a long time I thought it was Downtown Abbey.
I did too.
I was like, Downton? That's not even a word.
And my wife loves England. We got engaged in London.
Four episodes in and I haven't watched it since.
It's boring as shit. Like, I could not get into it.
It's okay.
There was some fucking in one of the episodes. Like
PBS, huh?
Well, I mean, it was alluded to, like, the bitch slept with somebody she wasn't supposed to. He came to visit, and they got it on, and there was, like, they had to take the mattress out or something.
Can you imagine the smell when you bathe once a month, and that was, like, frequent?
I mean,
I'm going to guess blowjobs were not as common.
Maybe they happened in lakes. I'm not sure.
You know, that, if we didn't have that time, we wouldn't have had wonderful things like condiments.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have perfume. That's the one thing my old man, like, we went to, like, some Civil War reenactment or something years ago, and my dad's, like, the only thing he said, this is neat, but you know, imagine how bad they stank back then.
Yeah.
Like,
hygiene. They kind of talk about that in Game of Thrones, like, the smell of death, where everybody just shits themselves after they die. And how a battlefield must have just smelled like a sewer.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just smelled awful.
Rizzo's going to ruin their goose by getting soot on it.
Oh, and
now that's not pepper.
Now they're all going to get plague.
Right?
This is some weird, like...
there's hairs all over it now.
Superimposed.
Okay, so now we got Miss Piggy married to Bob Cratchit, and they have children. There are no daughters in the original story. There's Tiny Tim. I think he might have a brother.
Yeah.
Big Tim. There is no Belinda or Bettina, I don't believe.
What a terrible, terrible character. I'm going to go on record and say Miss Piggy is the most disgusting character on the planet.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a fan. Hey, never have been.
I don't get the appeal.
Bebop style.
I mean,
she is an abusive...
Mm-hmm.
Right. Verbally abusive alpha female who reminds me vaguely of Sybil Shepherd.
Not just verbally. She's physically abusive.
She is physically abusive.
Well, Kermit and Piggy got divorced when the sitcom started. They got divorced right before, and then he started dating a new pig, I believe, who looked like the chick from Game of Thrones.
Now, how does a
Natalie Dormer or something? As a pig. I'm going to Google it.
How does a frog who...
Right.
You know...
Yeah.
They have eggs. Pigs have vaginas. I don't think female frogs have. They lay eggs, right? And then the insemination happens on the eggs that are laid. Or does it happen before? I'm not a scientist.
My dad was a science teacher. That I was should his new know pig. The answer to this. His I new don't. Pig.
That does look interest. Like Natalie Dormer.
Yeah.
Wow.
If she were a pig.
So he straight up said, bitch, I've had enough.
Yeah, he went from that to that.
I would too.
Yeah. Well, you know. Good on you, Kermit. Oh, her name was Denise.
Was it Natalie? Because it probably should have been.
I know a girl named Denise. She makes me weak in the knees. She works at Liberty Travel. She's got a heart made of gravel.
Is that a Beck reference?
Fountains of Wayne.
Oh, okay,
Utopia okay. Parkway.
Yeah, Miss Piggy has no redeeming quality. She's not even funny.
She doesn't even give Kermit a drink when he walks in the damn door. Like, wow. And this time, where is my bourbon didn't exist. Where is my scotch? Give me my scotch.
Right.
And if you put more than one ice cube in it, I'm going to beat you.
I don't know if they had ice cube. Well, yeah, they did. Maybe ice house.
No, probably not. But
she's a diva.
All the more reason to drink it neat.
And she doesn't even have proper form when she says hi-ya and does the karate chops.
Well, and it was safer to drink liquor back then than
so she's physically abusive and verbally abusive. Oh, he's getting a toast. Oh, she's like, bitch, please.
Clearly, she's rubbed off on her children because they're just a
two of them anyway.
Has she been in the wine while making the Christmas feast?
No, she was eating the whatever she was cooking on the stove, though. She was doing a little what we call quality control.
QC in it?
Yeah.
But you know what, Tiny Tim? He's feeling the spirit of Christmas.
Tiny Tim's color is off.
Tiny Tim, what's in that cup, sir?
Yeah.
It's insurer.
He needs to buy it.
It's juice man juice.
Drink up and know me better, man.
Find a hoe and know me better, man.
Oh. This is the song nobody really remembers.
Kinda.
Now, in Muppet lore or history, that's Robin, Kermit's nephew, correct? Have we ever met Robin's parents? Kermit's brother?
His brother?
And or sister?
No.
Okay.
No. It happens a lot, though. Like, what, DuckTales? Or,
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yeah,
they're Donald's nephews.
They're Donald's nephews.
And then there's Uncle Scrooge.
Right.
Where the hell
Where's
the
everybody
brother?
Else?
Where are the parents?
Oh, good question.
Are they in prison?
Babies raising babies.
There might be a DCFS case.
Yeah. Well, Donald is almost abusive himself.
He doesn't even wear pants.
Yeah, but he never hits the kids.
True.
I don't know.
Did he ever hit Daisy?
The camera was rolling.
Did he ever give Daisy a fresh one?
No. This was the 1940s. That didn't happen on screen.
No, I think it did.
We just made fun of black people and Jews in cartoons back then.
Looney Tunes. Thanks. Looking at you.
Thanks, Disney.
When Netflix first came out, I got all these Looney Tunes lined up.
And I've got them all over there on
DVD.
And
I'm like, holy shit, these are racist.
Yeah, the early ones were really bad.
What, Little Black Sambo? What?
Yeah, like, they were racist as fuck.
This is
misogynistic, everything. Oh, I'm like, this is great. Let's watch more of this.
Years ago, we were at Walmart or something. At the checkout, it was like Looney Tunes or something. And it was like a dollar DVD. And it was like, oh, that's cool. Let's get that. We were broke. We were young. Just got married. And it was all early, just extremely racist stuff that probably Warner Brothers was like, we're going to disown this.
That's why it's not on TV anymore. Yeah. Tom and Jerry still is a little bit. But Looney Tunes, you will not find on TV anymore. Because none of them are good. Like,
not
acceptable today's. Mm-hmm. For the listeners,
Looney Tunes is a cartoon series created by Mel Blanc and the Warner Brothers, Yakko Wacko and their sister Dot.
See, I was going to comment, Dustin has a bottle of water that looks like a bottle of water I got set on my table at a place where I paid $75 for brunch. So, we're pretty fancy.
You need a rinse.
Yeah, I'll do a little rinse.
I need a little hydration so I don't wake up with a fucking headache.
$75 brunch.
All right.
That's for two people.
We got some...
it was fucking good. Some hot chocolate. Pompeii. Wicker Park. If you're ever up there, they're hot chocolate. Obviously.
There better have been.
Oh, he's getting old.
Gold leaf in it. Oh, he is aging.
He's aging very rapidly. He's his hair is what I would call patchy. So we're drinking some Pompeii.
Yeah. Little TG. We are giant fucking volcanoes that are gonna kill 75,000 people.
That was Vesuvius. We're the city that are gonna be killed. Or are you saying we're Vesuvius consuming Pompeii?
While no, we drink you this? Called me out just okay. like you should have.
Finish that off.
Kill it like the people of Pompeii.
Murderers!
Oh, and now he's great.
And
he's,
I took Latin for 4 years.
I
should have been better than that.
He's a silver fox now.
Me yes. and Blake Szymanski took Latin for 4 years as well.
Ich bin ein... No, that's German.
That's not Latin.
Oh, please don't ask me any Latin either. I always got A's, but there was a lot of extra
Mrs.
credit.
Farley?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was my homeroom teacher.
I think she's retiring soon.
Oh, really? I assumed she was probably retired by now.
She
was cool.
They just took their last Italy trip. Her last Italy trip was the summer, I think.
Yeah. Only teacher I had in high school that showed up in class one day in a KISS t-shirt because she went to their concert at the Civic Center. Teachers don't wear t-shirts.
Right.
But she showed up the next day wearing a concert t-shirt, and I was like, that's cool, because that's what I would do, you know?
Yeah, get some
and it's
props.
Like, good for you, Mrs. Farley, rocking the KISS t-shirt.
Huge Elvis Presley fan.
Yeah.
Like, you know how everybody has their list? I'm pretty sure her and her husband would have both fucked Elvis Presley.
Really? But yeah, she was my homeroom teacher freshman and sophomore year. I've been to Graceland. I saw his incorrectly spelled gravestone, A.A. Ron.
I've heard it's incredibly underwhelming.
It is. It was much smaller than I expected it to be.
I thought it got bought. Did they sell it to some fund or something?
It's a museum now, much like Paisley Park, but Paisley Park was a lot cooler. Oh, here we go. It's the Spear of Christmas Yet to Come.
Here's where
and it's spelled C-O-M-E, not C-U-M.
That but until the director's cut.
Right. Then it takes on a totally different...
This is the point where he shits his pants.
Yeah. This really is the point where it kind of gets scary if you have young children. Like, it's all fun and games, and then this fucking creepy ghost
there goes
shows
Dickens,
up.
And then we'll meet you at the finale. With a thankful heart and a full diaper and my dressing gown spread wide.
Oh, shit.
I'm into poop play.
Are you interested in my undigested bit of beef?
Gravy.
I have a bit of uncooked sausage for you. Would you
like oh, shit, that? They're going into the Twilight Zone.
The creepy time warp.
Stargate.
Kind of looks like my screensaver from 1995.
Well played.
And we're back.
That is cool, though, where the image just kind of comes back.
I thought if...
This is like cheap Photoshop transitions.
Him. Wouldn't that kill him?
No, he's not death. He's
that's
the ghost
true.
Of Christmas Yet to Come.
But he looks like death.
Kind of. But, you know, if you've seen the most recent Thor, the goddess
now why
of death
do those,
is pretty sexy. So.
Why do those pigs not have big eyes like Miss Piggy?
Good question. They're male.
They have
male pigs have beady eyes,
apparently. But they have like the same eyes as those little mutant baby kids.
Yes,
maybe they grew up.
Maybe they're hybrids.
I think so.
Oh, wait, there wasn't power.
I think they share DNA.
Miss Piggy screwed the little ugly baby old man babies and made those.
Had a litter of puppies or piglets. Okay, I don't know what you call.
Was that 1890s version of locker room talk? Like, was that them saying they're going to grab her by the pussy?
Maybe. Would they have locker rooms back then, though?
No.
Well, the ancient Romans had bathhouses. That was like a precursor to locker rooms, right?
I think we're on a different wavelength with that.
That's Rome, right?
Yeah,
we're in Dickensian England.
But that was 1,800 years before this.
Oh, there's the spider.
I've got his curtains!
The old skinflint!
What is that? In the background, was that like a bird?
I don't know, but it kind of has an Oscar the Grouch vibe.
She's a potato with hair. Yeah, what is he? He's got like the plague mask thing,
he's
right?
Like
that looked like a... Is he a bird?
It was like a weird
bird beak. Yeah,
it's a bird beak.
Is it a vulture?
Maybe.
He's wearing a hat, so it's hard to tell.
Isn't that what the doctors wore during the plague years?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if that's a reference. Intentional or not. I don't know.
My knowledge of crummy places to live in time. Isn't that great?
He's an asshole.
They're all like Cockney accents too. None of them are the highfalutin British.
Well, that's accent. And that's what Michael Caine is,
right?
Yeah. And I tell you what, I mentioned earlier, we went to London. We got on a bus, and there was a guy I could not understand a word he said, and we both spoke English, and it was crazy. We were on a bus. The underground shutdown there went on strike for one day. Send a message, right?
Mind the gap,
right?
While you're there, naturally.
Right, and that was the day we were going the furthest away from our hotel. Mm. It was a cluster. But, so the guy's like, drop us over here, go. I'm like,
listening. Pardon?
I'm like,
pardon?
Well, he's talking to the bus driver. He's like, oh, what do I know about? And he's saying, drop us off here, gov. Like, governor, let us out here, gov.
Yeah.
And the bus driver just goes, can't. Safety. And he's like, cheers, gov.
That's...
Cheers, gov. It took us a long time to decode what he said, but
like an hour later,
fucking thick.
Oh, that's what he said.
It's like,
I wish he would break into the Cockney rhyming slang. That's always fun. I actually played a song recently on Drunken Lullabies from Band of the Week CJ Wildheart, and the song was called Tea Leaf, which is Cockney rhyme slang for thief.
That's right.
Yeah. So, a
couple of tea leaves.
About. Yeah.
What? My brother used to work at a Clarion in Bloomington, the Clarion Hotel, and they would get all kinds of people, you know, work and stuff like that. There'd be people in from State Farm or for Firestone.
People Firestone Walker?
No, I wish.
Oh, okay.
The rubber tire people.
Gotcha.
So there was a bunch of British people that came in one day, and they would always come to the front desk and be like, you know, where do you go for food? Where do you go for this? And he said, this one guy came in with the thickest Cockney accent. He says, you got oozbar around here? And he's like, I'm sorry? And he's like, oozbar.
Foosball?
Oozbar? I'm sorry. Hooters bar. Do you know where there's a Hooters bar? And he's like, oh, yes, sir.
Oh, a teddy bar or Hooters?
Hooters.
You want to go to Hooters or a strip club?
You know, I got a Hooters bar.
I don't know. Does Bloomington have a strip club? I'm sure they do.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I'm going to Google it.
I have no idea.
Listeners, you may be surprised to hear I've never been to a strip club.
High five for that shit. Neither have I.
I don't plan to go.
Well, same here.
Disgusting. Guys, you're just
busy. I got a buddy I used to work with.
Buddy.
He told me, you know, people that work at Caterpillar, they got it's meeting room CC Club Chub.
Oh yeah.
He went there and one of the performers was doing a little something to herself and thought she'd take her fingers she was using on herself and pop them in his mouth.
Aye! That's how you get herpes.
I don't think that's legal.
I'm a little story.
I guarantee it's not.
No, totally not legal. And he was totally creeped out by it. He was sexually assaulted at a strip club.
Yeah.
Where you probably go to technically be sexually assaulted, but not in that manner. Because she was a little, you know, like you may expect, a little on the unsavory side.
Too intense.
Well, and he knows how unsavory.
Yes, he does.
Yikes.
He said it tasted like cigarettes and garbage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Nice. And then we got a star wipe into one of his songs. I love when Family Guy did that.
And it was
so random, and I was like, that's genius.
It was 3 minutes.
Yes,
like, they always stretch that to an uncomfortable time, and I loved it.
Just absurdist humor. It hits me in a sweet spot, and I will laugh at ridiculous shit for so long, and Brianna will eventually just look at me, and she's like, it's funny, but it's not that funny. I'm like, and I'm dying, and I'm like, yes, it is. I can't even remember what it was now, but there was something ridiculous in How I Met Your Mother that was just a little sight gag that most people wouldn't even pick up on, and I'm losing it. Granted, I'd had a few beers, but I was losing it, and I could not get my breath, and I'm like, it's my fucking thing. Oh, it's genius.
A few beers amplifies that to no end. And it's like, stuff that is, you'd get a chuckle, is just the funniest shit you've heard in a long time.
It was just a little, a throwaway one-liner and a sight gag that was just so absurd, and I was like,
That's probably the best thing I've seen on this show in how many episodes. And I know it's not nearly as appreciated by most of the audience, right. But thank you for it.
That 1% got it.
Yep.
They got it good.
That's why I love Tim and Eric, because they're so ridiculous. Uh-oh. Eben Scrow.
Ebenezer.
Please, Spirit. This is where he gets all emotional again, which I absolutely love.
Crying Michael Caine.
Hell no.
I'm not the man I was.
Is he wearing Invisaligns here?
Why would you show me this if I was past all?
No, that's just the shine that drinking tea at 4 o'clock every day for 60 years gives your teeth.
The wasted enamel on his teeth.
Well, he also, when he got cast for this, he told Brian Henson, who was directing, he's like, look, I'm playing this straight. I'm going to do it like I'm in a dramatic movie. I'm not going to acknowledge that I'm hanging out with puppets.
Yeah.
And Brian Henson's like, go for it.
Sounds great.
And I think it works.
It does.
You know?
This is the best Christmas movie, period.
Featuring Muppets.
I don't even have a qualifier. It's my favorite Christmas movie because my wife tells me Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie. But I might even make this above Die Hard. Because I just love it.
I've not met your wife, but I'm going to go ahead and disagree with her on that. Because Die Hard and Lethal Weapon are...
Exactly. Yes. Thank you for mentioning Lethal Weapon.
Christmas there are movies. Christmas
Everybody
songs,
mentions Die Hard.
Christmas party.
Nobody mentions Lethal Weapon.
Well,
Murtaugh Riggs. I'm too old for this shit.
Right.
Oh, here we go. He's going to yell down at Bean Bunny.
Well, can we,
and
can
drop
we rewind
shit
just
on
a
him.
Second?
We can't
on
rewind.
Lethal Weapon, when Murtaugh's watching the porn of his friend's daughter, like he turned it off. Like, it's that moment where he's not enjoying a bunch of 18-year-old runaways showering together.
She's a little
and he's looking
runaway.
At it like, I'm too old for this. She's like, fuck, dude, you'd have your dick in your hand. What are you doing? Like,
but he's a man of principle. He,
no,
he's...
no.
Oh, he's
you
fixing
know
his head.
If our politicians have taught us anything, men of principle don't exist.
Yeah.
In every industry, I think.
Hashtag yes. America.
Yeah. Hashtag Hollywood. Hashtag rapist.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Hashtag hypocrites.
Mel Gibson, speaking of that, is in a new Christmas film. Just want to throw that out
there. Yeah, Daddy's Home 2.
Daddy's Home 2, where he gets to play himself. Isn't
pretty much,
wonderful?
From what I can tell. What is today, my farm fellow? Well, fuck me sideways.
One of the things that we gave up that we should have inherited from the British culture is the word penny.
Penny?
It should be a pence.
Yes.
I like that better. Just saying it out there, call me anti-American, whatever. I wish that we got
pence. Why don't you go to Baghdad?
No,
I don't. You don't like this country?
And looking at this bunny, a turkey twice as big as him still is a small fucking turkey.
It's like a 5-pound bird.
Like, that's not a bird. That's a chicken. That's not a turkey.
Take this shilling. I'll give you 5.
That's maybe... That might be a couple doves.
So like, the last time a gentleman of your stature handed me 5 shillings, I came up with a very serious bum.
Well,
it hurt very, very badly.
It's funny, too. A lot of the Christmas Carol movies, when Scrooge tells whomever, the child, to go buy the turkey,
yes.
He doesn't give him money. And it's just like,
yeah.
You go buy it.
On credit?
Like,
go get the biggest...
Like,
yeah. Scrooge told me to get a
poor homeless child can afford the prize turkey? Like,
so the Muppets,
work?
At least, he throws down
he
money.
He throws a penny.
They
like
fix that continuity
they,
error.
They write that
But
long.
A lot of movies, it's like...
No, that
what,
is...
What shop is... And what shop's open on Christmas Day, one?
Right.
Two, who's selling their... biggest turkey to some poor little homeless right. kid.
It is the one that nobody bought Christmas morning.
It's 18 pounds and I'm not selling it for a bit under 2 pence.
This little homeless kid wants it and says Scrooge is going to pay me for it.
Right. Bullshit. The guy everybody knows is a fucking bastard.
He's a skinflint is what
he's
he is.
He's a fucking skinflint.
He's not going to pay him.
Oh, this is sweet.
Yeah, it is sweet.
Beaker, who is mute, sort of, gives a nice little scarf to Scrooge. And Scrooge really is like, is this Purina wool? Is this Pima cotton? Did you even spend more than 2 pence on this, you cheap little bastard?
I didn't think this was Burberry. You know what's... there's the turkey.
Yeah, there we go.
He's carrying it.
Oh, Michael Caine singing.
Yes.
Nephew, a nice to me.
It's few and ease to me.
Peace to me.
Love, hope, and peace to me.
This is like what if I was a
good job, Master
this
Bruce.
This is what I would do. Like I
wear a top hat and a,
or I just hand out like thousand. I just go out and I'd literally make it rain and just leave piles of money on the floor. Because who the I made it more in interest while doing that than if I would hand it out, and right. It could change people's lives.
But here's the thing: if you were to do this in real life, it wouldn't be like Scrooge and, you know, the happy time. It would be like when Joker's giving out money in the Tim Burton Batman.
Yeah.
It'd just be like degenerates and
yeah.
pieces of crap.
To his bookkeepers, they got coal.
Here's your booger sugar for the week, buddy. Here you go.
What a nice guy. He provides heat.
Yeah, apparently
in his place of
test
employ.
Audiences, kids are like, why were the bookkeepers bad? He's giving them coal, yeah, which is what Santa Claus gives right. bad kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny though, in the we didn't touch on it early in the film, but he when Rizzo says it's colder in his office than it is outside.
Yeah.
I like that attention to detail in this movie. It's
yeah,
it's funny. It's just funny. Everything they do is funny.
Well, we got time for on air one more drink.
Okay.
It's gonna be from Britt.
Okay.
Because we've cracked open a couple bombers from Daryl's Poil.
And there's the weird couple there.
Well, oh, yeah. Should we do Darkness or should we do Mikhail, which is an espresso imperial Russian stout?
Nephew and niece to me.
You pick, Daryl.
Flip it. No, I...
Daryl,
don't
pick.
Flip the bomber.
Daryl, you
She's
pick.
A ginger with dimples.
You got
I don't know
Darkness
if I've ever seen that.
Or Mikhail. Stone or Surly?
Minnesota, yeah, California.
Darkness. Okay. Darkness it is. Yeah.
Darkness is spreading.
Darkness.
Hopefully that can cut through the wax there.
British.
Oh, yes. And Fozziwig is still alive in this. Usually he's dead.
He's usually dead, right?
I don't know.
Get it. There we go. You were straining like taking a vigorous shit.
Fucking beasting, bro. And I love how... Here's the thing.
He gave it cheese.
Yeah, the mouse gets cheese. Those other homeless people got, like, more vegetables.
Hey, you need your vitamin K, man.
I guess.
Oh, there's the dude with the flying fish. Yeah. Right next to him. He's blocked right now. But, yeah.
That guy's eyes are messed up, too. What's...
Did you just pour that on top of the IPA?
No, I chugged that.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that. I thought you really... Did something weird there.
Everybody here on this aisle needs some vitamin D.
Vitamin D, huh?
A good imperial stout.
A little bit of sunshine. And I love how he's all pissed. Like,
no,
oh, here we go.
And that's my favorite part. He acts like an asshole.
Yep.
Like, all of a sudden, he develops a sense of humor and a caring heart.
Oh, you fly it.
Right.
Look at his nostrils.
I've had my fill of you, Mr. Scrooge!
And therefore, Bob Cratchit.
And therefore, you can leave this house at once!
And therefore, I'm about to raise your salary.
Oh, and I am about to raise you right off the pavement, right off the...
Yes, Bob. Raise your salary and pay your mortgage on this house.
Can I get my mortgage paid for?
No shit. Hey, Scrooge.
Yeah.
Come hang. We'll watch some races, Looney Tunes.
Like, I'll even let you deal with me. Like, what are you into?
We'll sing in our best dressing gowns, and then you can pay off Wells Fargo for me.
Yeah, I, you know...
Nephew and niece to me.
With that, you know, I think this is a good thing. This is a good moral of the story. It's basically stand up to your boss and tell him he sucks.
And then that's when he pays your mortgage.
And then he's like, I'll raise your salary. Pay the mortgage on this.
Oh, house. Tiny Tim lived. M. Night Shyamalan twist.
What did we?
Scrooge became a second father. So wait a minute. That means Miss Piggy divorced Bob Cratchit and married Scrooge?
No, he enabled a prima noctura. If you remember from Braveheart, is where the royals and the dukes get to lay with every woman in Scotland.
What the hell just happened?
We're watching a different movie now.
We went back to the 1500s in Scotland.
Yeah, go back a little further. I think it was like 1300s, 1400s.
Braveheart, one of Freckles' favorite movies of all time.
It's a great movie.
Featuring Mel Gibson.
entirely inaccurate because Mel Gibson's character in real life
was already a duke, already was a landowner,
was not like this farmer or whatever he's portrayed as.
But Patrick McGoohan.
How are all these people in their house?
Because he paid the mortgage on the house. I don't know.
So now, like, anybody can go in there?
I wonder if he paid it off in one lump sum.
Oh, there's chickens up there.
It's like, you know what?
We got lobsters. I got an offer
from Fozziewick. Like, deuces, Scrooge.
Sprockets. The last thing you see is Sprockets.
So we're never quite alone.
It's not the... Oh, and here we... And you know what? The Christmas spirit?
You should read the book. See?
I probably should. It's probably like 30 pages, right?
It's not a long read. No. You could knock it out in less than a fortnight.
2 weeks. I hope I could read it in 2 weeks.
So this
a sweet union with a friend.
We got
to sing along here.
This is my favorite song.
It's the last
one. We sing this all the time.
We're going to take it out
July,
with
July, and in my house we're singing the song. I don't know the words yet.
But they're on the screen. It's karaoke. It's literally karaoke.
And it is the season of the spirit. A message if we hear it.
What?
That makes it last all year.
Make it last all year, bitch.
Make it last all year.
Merry Christmas, everybody. David Rudman did the Swedish Chef.
Okay.
Thanks, David Rudman.
It feels like Christmas. Fergus. What kind of name is Fergus?
Fergus Brazier? Like the Brazier foods?
Yeah, everything. Right? Brazier.
Robert Kraft, as in the owner of the Patriots?
Kraft Foods.
It's called Time of Caring.
Nice.
It is the season of
there's a lot of key changes in this.
Listen up, bitch, if you want to hear it.
Makes it last all year.
I'm not queer.
Sorry, Pitchy.
Muppet, trademark, workshop, production unit.
Come in and know me better, man.
It's going home and getting warm by the fire.
I'm an absent-minded spirit.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm a large absent-minded spirit.
Sally Banks. Stephen Sally Banks.
Dolly Grip.
Get it together.
Kenny Atherfold. Here's to you, Ken.
Sally Banks is like a good spy name.
It's a shitty spy name.
Hey, Sally Banks.
I'm Sally Banks.
No, I think just all one word.
No, the best spy name would be, like, legitimately, if we had the CIA had someone named James Bond.
Right.
Like, they'd be like, there's fucking way you're actually a spy.
Okay, it's Jim Bond.
Like, what were your parents thinking when they named you James Bond?
Joseph Dipple, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Hey, there is a Drapes Master. Can I be the Drapes Master? Is that a porn title as well with a different job role?
Michael Wick, I think he's John's brother.
Yes. John Wick 2 on my list of DVDs over there.
John Wick is great.
John Wick is...
And John Wick 2 is great.
I haven't seen the second one yet.
I don't care.
It's
more of the same.
All right.
John Wick did not break any ground.
Did you see the internet video of John Wick through the eyes of the dog? Like, they changed it.
No.
And it was like Keanu's character was the dog. Like, if roles were reversed. Dog goes on a rampage.
Oh, the dog. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, I'm like, the dog died.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen John Wick.
John Wick has died.
Now.
The dog.
Gotcha.
It goes to Vengeance. Look it up. It's hilarious.
I'm interested.
Yes.
You have my attention.
All right. This was the Muppet Christmas Carol. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Daryl Britt, did it live up to the hype? It's hard to know where conversation is going to go with a show like this, but I hope you guys had fun.
We didn't go off the rails too bad.
No.
Okay.
I mean,
not bad at all.
Skywalker Sound. See? Industrial Light and Magic.
Songs like
Island in the Sun, written by Harry Belafonte.
Well, we watched one of my favorite movies.
A Muppet movie.
But with good people.
I just made a contraction.
Good people, Dustin, you're good people.
Yeah.
This was fun.
Made at Shepperton Studios in England. 1992, Jim Henson
He was dead, but we carried on his legacy real well.
He could have seen a doctor.
But yes, he didn't.
I'm sorry.
He had Luke.
Are we making new lyrics here?
He got the cold and died.
He got sniffle. I got AIDS from a homosexual.
That wasn't Jim Henson. That was the other guy. Richard Hunt.
Has it been?
Rosa,
and now all
and
of
George
sudden,
Carlin couldn't
Magic
say
Johnson
that
is
word.
Cured of HIV.
All right. Well, we're not going to go to special features, but Kermit's wanting us to. He's popping up on the screen.
Yeah.
We're going to bid you adieu. We have another Christmas movie up next week. I'm not even going to tell you what it is yet. It's going to be a good one. You will enjoy it regardless. But this is The Voice from the couch with Daryl and Britt saying, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We will see you next time.
In my dressing gown.